Letter of Clemens to the Corinthians, Chapter 1 to 3. The assembly of God sojourning at Roma, to the assembly of God sojourning at Corinthios, to you who have been called and made holy by the will of God, through our Lord Jesus the Anointed One. May you be filled with favor and peace from Almighty God, through Jesus the Anointed One. Dear brethren, because of the sudden and successive calamities which have fallen upon us, we have been somewhat tardy in turning our attention to the matters in dispute, especially to that defiled and unsacred sedition among you. It is a thing unnatural and alien to the elect of God. It was started by a handful of impetuous and self-opinionated persons. It has been inflamed to such a pitch of frenzy that your solemn and famous name, and which is worthy to be loved by everyone, has suffered great revilement. For there was a time when everyone who dwelt among you approved of the full virtue and firmness of your faith. Who did not admire both the sound mind and moderation of your piety in the Anointed One? And who did not proclaim the magnificence of your unbounded hospitality? And who did not rejoice over your perfect and sound knowledge? For all of you did everything without respect of persons, and walked in the laws of God, subject to those in leadership, and properly respectful to the elders among you. All of you educated the minds of your young men to both moderation and solemnity. All of you instructed your women to do their duty with a blameless and solemn and holy conscience. You all taught them to have affection for their husbands, as they should, but to live according to the rule of subordination, to manage their household with solemnity, with a very sound mind. Now all of you were humble-minded, not making false pretensions, subjecting yourselves rather than subjecting others, giving rather than receiving, satisfied with the rations served by God. And all of you gave heed to his accounts. You were all careful to keep them within your bowels. And his sufferings were before your eyes. In this way, a deep and abundant peace was given to you all, and you had an insatiable longing for doing good, and a full outpouring of a Holy Spirit came upon you all. Also, full of sacred counsel, with good eagerness, with pious confidence, you stretched forth your hands to Almighty God, beseeching Him to be gracious to your involuntary sins. Both day and night, you were anxious for all of the brotherhood, so that, with mercy and consciousness, the full number of His elect ones might be saved. You were pure and uncontaminated, and forgetful of injuries between one another. Every kind of sedition and every division was abominable in your sight. You mourned over the blunders of your neighbors. Their deficiencies you deemed as your own. You were without regret for any act of goodness which you had done, were ready to every good work. Adorned with the habits of excellence and piety, you performed all your duties in his fear. The ordinances and the righteous deeds of the Lord were written on the tablets of your hearts. Every kind of glory and amplitude was bestowed upon you, and what was written was fulfilled. My beloved ate and drank, and was enlarged and grew fat and kicked. From this time on, flowed jealousy and envy, rivalry and sedition, persecution and insubordination, and war and captivity. In this way, the unhonored rose up against the honored, the inglorious against those with a good name, the foolish against the mindful, the young against the elders. The reason why righteousness and peace have now departed far from you is because everyone abandons the fear of God and has become blind in his faith, nor walks in the laws of his ordinances, nor acts in a way becoming of the Anointed One. Instead, each one walks after his own wicked lusts, yielding to an unrighteous and impious jealousy, by which death itself also came into the world.